I'm Jared Lister.
Choosing the right home loan specialist is just as important as choosing the right home to buy. Jared chose Stacy Borjo from Busey Bank.
My wife and I were looking for the perfect home. You can't have a pre-approval for a year and a half. It doesn't work that way. But our search took a year and a half, and when we found the perfect home, there were other interested parties that we could potentially lose the house to, so I needed to act fast. Called Stacy, and within an hour, we were at her office getting a pre-approval letter, made the offer, and closed a month later. It was a very, very smooth transaction, and we couldn't be more happy.
Buying a home? Call Stacy Borjo from Busey Bank.
Definitely a great choice. She's professional. She's always available, comforting when you're stressed out and wondering if you're doing the right thing. Nervous about the entire process. She's very reassuring.
And Jared's favorite part about working with Stacy?
Just a hell of a good interest rate.
Hi, I'm Stacy Borjo. I'll be here with you from start to finish, and I'll work as hard as I can to make sure you're taking advantage of everything that's available to you. Before you buy a home, call me. It's free, there's no risk, and no obligation.
Call Stacy at 303-1542. That's 303-1542.
Business. Industry. Community.
And there's the president. He's coming out. He came out first. I see Aaron Schock with him. I see Ray LaHood with him.
Family. Leadership.
The Peoria of today is in much better shape than the Peoria of 25 years ago.
It's everything that makes Peoria, Peoria. It's in the neighborhood.
Welcome to In the Neighborhood on 1470 WMBD with your hosts, Tim Johnson and Stacy Borjo. Tim is a realtor with Traders Realty, and Stacy is a mortgage lender at Busey Bank. And together, they have their finger on the heartbeats of the heartland. Each week at this time, they sit down with the people who move the Peoria area. People in your community that lead organizations, businesses, and government. These are the people in your neighborhood. You'll learn who they are, what they're involved in, and why. It's In the Neighborhood with Tim Johnson and Stacy Borjo.
Hi, Stacy.
Good morning.
Today we're going to be talking with Ryan Spain. Actually, I did this recording as a pilot before we actually started this program. So this is actually before the last election, so he will mention in here about the upcoming election. But other than that, we're going to hear it in its entirety.
That should be interesting.
Here we go. Today we're here with Ryan Spain of the Peoria City Council. Welcome, Ryan.
Thank you.
What are the responsibilities of the Peoria City Council?
Well, our responsibility really is to manage local government across a number of different areas, and that includes ensuring basic public safety functions, police, fire, public works, attracting business to the community, working to make sure that we have an appropriate climate for creating jobs, and then most importantly, balancing our budgets. And we go through an annual budget process every year where we make sure that our expenses and revenues are lining up and we're being good stewards of taxpayer dollars across the city of Peoria.
Talking about schools specifically, what is the council's involvement with the schools?
Well, we talk about the relationship in Peoria between the city council and the school board all the time. And I think that the reason we do that is there's such a strong relationship between the success of the city of Peoria and the success of our school districts. And so we spend a lot of time and attention on this subject. You know, the city council, though, is an autonomous unit of government elected by the people, and so is the school board. And whether that's school district 150 in Peoria or if it's Dunlap Schools 323, they all have independent board members that work to do the people's business, and we work with them as closely as we can. Sometimes there are people that think we should be doing more. Sometimes there are people that think we're doing too much and are sticking our nose into the school district's business. But we do try and work together because the success of our schools is such a critical factor for where Peoria is going. And as we're trying to attract more jobs and more residents into the city of Peoria, we need to make sure that our schools are performing well because that's how we secure families here in our region.
What do you see as future challenges for Peoria?
Well, there are three things that are really important to me that I think are common themes across the city of Peoria. The first is jobs. We need more jobs in our community. the reason people come to Peoria, and as great of a community as we have, and I've spent my entire life here in Peoria, and I just love it here. My wife and I live in the city, and we want to raise a family here. But we're here not for the beautiful beaches in Peoria or the scenic mountains. We're here for jobs and for our family. And so we need to do all that we can do to make sure that we're attracting jobs to the community and that we're working with existing businesses so that those jobs that they already offer can be retained in Peoria and we can help them expand. So I think jobs is really critical. Secondly, I think we need to grow our population in the city of Peoria. I was asked by Mayor Artis to lead the 2010 census effort for the city of Peoria, and I was pleased to do so. And in fact, it was the first time since 1970 that the city of Peoria has experienced any positive population growth. And I think that's really tremendous for us. Even though it was modest growth, we need to capitalize on that and make sure that over the next 10 years, we're pursuing aggressive growth. And that means we need new neighborhoods, new subdivisions. We need to reinvest in our older neighborhoods. And then we need to create new living opportunities in some of the older parts of Peoria, like the Warehouse District, which is a project that I'm really excited about because I think it's a great opportunity. So jobs are important. Population is important. And then, again, the very basics of what we're doing as a community to balance our budgets and deliver services in a creative and effective manner for citizens. Those three things are the most important.
We've all heard this slogan, it's better here. What's better about Peoria?
What's not better about Peoria? You know, the It's Better Here campaign was developed really in response to a crisis. And if you think about the economic implosion in late 2008, it really created a difficult situation for many Peorians. And many people that have spent a lot of time in Peoria recall the early and mid-'80s. During the last significant recession, and it hit Peoria particularly hard. In fact, much more difficult in Peoria than at other communities across the country. And so what Peoria was interested in doing in the story of It's Better Here is reminding people that we've come a long way over the last 25 years in our economy. We've worked to diversify our economy, to move away from a one-company town, to create different industry segments in addition to manufacturing, where logistics and healthcare and services now are key and in fact, in some cases, leading industry segments for the city of Peoria. We needed to remind people that the Peoria of today is in much better shape than the Peoria of 25 years ago. And also that the Peoria of today is in better shape than what many other communities are going through in response to this great recession of 2008 and 2009. And so I think much of what's better in Peoria is that we've made the tough decisions to change the conditions of our community. And we're so fortunate to have a place that is very desirable, that is attracting residents, that is growing jobs, and moving forward. And unfortunately, not all communities can say that right now. But I believe that our community is growing and that that's been an important part of why we've been successful and why it's better here.
Ideas differentiate leaders. And I'd like to know what your ideas are about Peoria. What's your vision for Peoria?
My vision for Peoria is to be the preferred Midwestern community in the United States. And I wouldn't even put any other caveats around that. Whether it's a big city like Chicago or smaller regional economies that we're competing with like Des Moines and Louisville and Chattanooga, I think Peoria needs to be at the top of that list. And much of what we're trying to do now is to create a type of Peoria that is a top 10 community. And it's easy for all of us to talk about why it's better here, to talk about why we love Peoria, why we've made a decision to have our careers in this community and raise our families in this community. But it's even better validation when we begin to receive recognition from an independent third-party source that says Peoria is a top 10 community in this category or that category or in overall capacity. So I want to be the preferred Midwestern community, and I think that that's what Peoria is on a pathway to doing, and I want us to be a top 10 town. I think we have all of the attributes to make that happen. We have The cost of doing business is lower in Peoria than other communities we're in competition with. We have a great quality of life and quality of place, which I think are actually two different things. The quality of life can be very different for individuals depending on what you're looking for. And we have great parks. We have great attributes that are equally on par with cities 3, 4, 5 times our size. But then the quality of place is important too. And the fact that we have strong Midwestern values and that we have a community that's friendly and open and inviting, I think those are very important for Peoria. So those are broad themes about what's the vision for Peoria. But to get there, I come back to the same things that I spoke about earlier. We need jobs. We need to be attracting business to this community. And then for the city of Peoria, well, in fact, for the entire Peoria region to be successful, we need to experience success in the city of Peoria. And we can add all the jobs that we can get our hands on, but we need to make sure that we experience growth not only in the outlying communities, which are very important to our regional economy, but also to the core parts of Peoria as well. And that's why you see me spending a lot of time in doing redevelopment activities in places that would really have a transformational effect on the community. And I think that building a new neighborhood in the heart of downtown Peoria in the Warehouse District, which could be the biggest neighborhood in our entire metropolitan area, is really a transformational effect. And so the idea of capturing much of that growth here in the city of Peoria is part of a vision that we need to take a hold of.
People see your youth and your passion, and they think that you're going somewhere. Where are you going? What's your interest in future politics?
Well, right now I'm going to Peoria, and I'm going back and forth to Peoria City Hall trying to do my job as a city councilman and trying to do my job as a full-time real job and to have a family and a new wife that I'm recently married to about 6 months ago. But, you know, the reason that I chose to seek an opportunity to serve on the council is because I want to spend my life here in Peoria. This is the community that I grew up in. I did move away for a time to go to college, and many of my friends growing up in Peoria made the decision not to come back. And I wanted to do the opposite. I wanted to come back. I wanted to get involved. And if I want to live here for the next 50 years, I wanted to be involved in the local decision-making process that would help to frame what those next 50 years look like. And so that was the reason that I became interested in local politics, and that was the reason that 4 years ago, in 2007, as a 23-year-old with no money and a funny name, I decided to run for council.
I kind of followed the same path you did. I kind of left the area and then came back because I love the area so much. What do you like to do for fun in Peoria?
I grew up in Peoria. I was very passionate about sports and about music, and I was a baseball player, and then I was a jazz drummer, and I actually had the opportunity to get involved with programs here in Peoria that led me on great places in my life. I actually went on a jazz festival tour with the Peoria Jazz All-Stars in Europe, and those are the opportunities that Peoria has created for me that I think are so special, and the type of recreation and fun that is available in this community is tremendous. So, you know, whether you're a hockey player or a golfer or enjoy fine arts, you know, we have it all here in Peoria. And while I've been on the council, I've been working hard to stick up for some of the things, not necessarily through sending a lot of city dollars their way, but sticking up for the programs that I think are the special sauce for Peoria. And you know, we have a great community for so many reasons, but what makes our community special are the different organizations that do things that are really remarkable in Peoria. And that could be our arts organizations, that can be our community service agencies. It's the groups and the organizations that I think make Peoria a very special place. And all of us that have been in this community are involved with different affinity groups and different passions. And I think that that's something, it's not solely unique to Peoria, but it's more rich here in Peoria. And I think that that makes our community a very fun place to be.
You're involved with a lot of different organizations. What organizations are you involved in?
You know, there are a lot, but I think the ones that are very important to me at this point in my life as a 28-year-old are organizations that target youth. And I'll give you three that are really important to me. First would be the Young Professionals Organization, and I'm part of the board of directors for that group. And that's a collection of about 500 young professionals now that are working to make an impact on Peoria. And they come from all sorts of different backgrounds, different professional careers, but they work together to do projects, to do networking, and to do things that move the community forward. And I'm awfully proud of that group. The second is the City of Peoria Youth Commission, which was an organization that had really languished when I joined the council in 2007. So I looked to improve the ordinance and recruit new talent to participate in that group. But that's an organization through City Hall where we can have young people involved in our government that can both advocate for issues that are important to them and then discuss activities that are relevant to youth. And it's very hard for any of us that are no longer in our teenage years to dictate or impose what those important items are. And that's why we needed a group like the Youth Commission to be in existence and help us. And we're always looking for new people on that Youth Commission because the challenge for it is that we get great kids and they're terrific, and then they go and graduate high school, and then they're off to something else. So we're certainly always interested in more assistance. And then the third organization that I've been really passionate about is an organization that I started 2 years ago called East Bluff Rebound. And this is a group targeted for young folks that are even a little earlier in age than young professionals in high school. But now we're looking at the 8 to 14-year-old age. And what I noticed is that when we reached summertime in some of our neighborhoods, we had a lot of kids that didn't have a lot of things to do. And you know that without some type of meaningful activities or structure, sometimes that can create problems in some of our neighborhoods. So I developed East Bluff Rebound, which is a free summer basketball league for some of our young men in the neighborhoods. And we come through, we play basketball every week, we have championship tournaments, we have a basketball clinic through the local high schools that prepare the fundamentals and skills. But the most important thing is that we teach teamwork, we teach responsibility, and we teach giving back to the neighborhood. It takes a tremendous amount of effort to make a program like this happen. It's all volunteers, it's all donated funds from organizations throughout the community. But then as in response to that type of generosity, we have all the kids go out and they participate in neighborhood cleanups, they participate in neighborhood improvement projects, and the idea is to create better citizenship through something that we know gets their attention, which is basketball. But basketball is just the hook for a better civic participation, and we use that as the model for East Bluff Rebound, and we're looking to expand that program throughout the city.
Sounds like a great organization. With all of the organizations that you've been involved with, including City Council, how did you get involved with them?
Boy, that's I think the best way to get involved is to find someone that is already involved and reach out to them. And I was fortunate as a young man to have people that were willing to help me, help steer me in the right direction, help connect me with those that were interested in doing similar things. And after serving on the council now for 4 years, I take great pride in playing that role for others now. And for folks that are new to the community or just returning to the community, that's something that that I enjoy doing to help connect them with opportunities. But, you know, I think that the organizations that promote civic participation in Peoria are numerous, and whether that's Rotaries or Kiwanis or young professional organizations or any of the different business and trade associations, those are so important. And I can't emphasize enough to participate. You know, find just one group that you think is relevant to your career or to your background or even to your neighborhood. And just plug in as best you can and learn as much as you can and be willing to roll up your sleeves and get down to some hard work. And people in Peoria notice that type of effort. And I think that you'll be rewarded and paid back many times over for that type of civic engagement.
Do you have a mentor yourself?
I do. I actually have a group of about three people that I meet with once or twice a month, depending on what's going on in my life. And they help me work through issues and think about opportunities for the community. And I think, again, part of what makes this community great is that we have people that are willing to get involved with each other, whether it's on a very micro level, folks that are willing to work with me or me being willing to work with other people, and even on the more macro level and all of the different things that make Peoria special.
We had a couple of questions online. One was about the City Youth Commission, basically what it is, but I think you touched on that. Another was from Nikki. She says, it seems that most citizens are not concerned about voting in the local elections as much as, say, the national level. Most couldn't even tell you who the local mayors are or the city council members are. What do you think could be done to educate the communities about the importance of local elections?
It's a very good point. And if you look at the participation in national elections versus local elections, it's night and day. Well, you see 50% turnout for a big presidential election, and sometimes more than that recently. We average about 15% turnout for a local city council election, which I think is deplorable. And when you think about the importance of these issues and how they have an impact, a very direct and immediate impact on the lives of people living here in Peoria, these local elections are critical. And I think it's important that we all step up and take a minute to get out and vote. It's hard to do it because the awareness level for city council and school boards is not nearly the same as a big presidential election. You don't have television ads in your face every other commercial, and you don't have the same type of national media coverage. And so I understand why the turnout is low, but we just can't emphasize enough how important these local elections are for the future of our community. And if you're passionate about where the community is going, whatever your vision may be, you need to align yourself with some of the candidates that feel similarly. And I think it's so important that you get out to vote. And all of us that are planning on voting in this coming election and in future opportunities have a responsibility to spread the word and get other people out too. You know, as a candidate for local office, I'm doing as much as I can, which includes things at the very grassroots level of how you pull people out and spread the word. And in this campaign, I've knocked on over 7,000 doors over the last 4 months now. And that's been through one of the most brutal winters that we've ever seen. So we've battled blizzards and storms and everything else. But it's so important. And you have to do that type of hard work if you want people to come out and participate in an election like this. And I think the stakes are too high to not do that type of hard work.
Some of the blogs and commenting about you say that you follow a little too close to artists, mayor artists. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, I have a good relationship with the mayor, and that's something that I've worked to create over 4 years. You know, the mayor is elected all across the city of Peoria and is a leader for the community, and I need to create a good relationship with the mayor so that I can accomplish my agenda. And it's probably not clear to the public when I'm following the mayor or when the mayor is following me, but that's part of the process. And whoever's sitting in that mayor's chair, I think that it's important that a responsible council member works hard to create a relationship that will allow you to move forward on your agenda. And it's not very useful to the public to not be an asset on that council, to create a relationship where you can accomplish your agenda. Otherwise, you're really just filling a seat, and I would question to what useful purpose you're accommodating on the council. So I've worked hard to create a good relationship, not just with the mayor, but with all of my colleagues on the council, and I feel very confident in my ability to deliver a majority vote for something that I feel passionate about.
How can people get involved with the city council?
Well, there are a number of different ways, and obviously we have an election taking place right now. We have 10 candidates running for 5 council seats, and that's an important part of our democracy, and I really look forward to it. All of the candidates you don't run for these offices on your own. You have a coalition of people that you're working with, and that type of involvement is very important to the city, and I think it leads to a discussion of ideas that make a difference, whether you win and are successful in these elections or not. But beyond the act of running for office or getting involved in political campaigns, one of the things that really makes the city work is that we have a number of different commission opportunities that do a very careful and close study of key issues in different disciplines and make recommendations to the city council. And those are things like the Planning Commission, the Zoning Commission, the Traffic Commission, the Civic Center Authority, human resources issues. And we are always looking for people that are willing to step up and serve the local government through participating in these commissions. And I can tell you as a council member that has worked very hard over the last 4 years, These commission activities are very important, and we would not be able to do our jobs without the work of a lot of committed people that care about where the city is going and are willing to invest some of their time to serve the public through a City of Peoria commission.
Great. I'm here with Ryan Spain of the Peoria City Council. Thanks so much for your time.
Tim, thanks for having me. I really enjoyed the opportunity.
No problem. Thanks.
So to end our show, we're going to end with a few stats that Tim has to share with us.
Yeah, I actually have some good news today. Pew Research Center says that consumer confidence is up by 81%. So that's really good. When you look at house market stats or what drives the market, we're looking at employment, confidence, interest rates, and housing availability, and having confidence up is pretty good for the market. Employment in the Peoria area is trending upwards. Interest rates, again, are really at good rates. And housing is available. And that's the great part of it. Let's see. From January 2000 to March of 2000, I'm sorry, May of 2011, the S&P was down 2.2%. NASDAQ is down 27.1%. Dow is up by 17%, and real estate is up by almost 40%. What that means is if you invested in real estate over that time period and still held on to your house, real estate has been a great investment. Real estate is still good.
It's the best thing that we want to hear.
Great. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you for joining us for this week's In the Neighborhood with your hosts, Tim Johnson and Stacy Borjo. You can find out more about the show and listen to previous shows at PeoriaArea.com. Discover who's appearing on future shows and leave questions for future guests at PeoriaArea.com. Join us next week to find out what's happening around the Peoria area as Tim and Stacy talk to those who are making it happen in the neighborhood.
I'm Jared Lister.
Choosing the right home loan specialist is just as important as choosing the right home to buy. Jared chose Stacy Borjo from Busey Bank.
My wife and I were looking for the perfect home. You can't have a pre-approval for a year and a half. It doesn't work that way. But our search took a year and a half, and we found the perfect home. There were other interested parties that we could potentially lose the house to, so I needed to act fast. called Stacy, and within an hour, we were at her office getting a pre-approval letter, made the offer, and closed a month later. It was a very, very smooth transaction, and we couldn't be more happy.
Buying a home? Call Stacy Borjo from Busey Bank.
Definitely a great choice. She's professional. She's always available, comforting when you're stressed out and wondering if you're doing the right thing, nervous about the entire process. She's very reassuring.
And Jared's favorite part about working with Stacy?
Just a hell of a good interest rate.
Hi, I'm Stacy Borjo. I'll be here with you from start to finish, and I'll work as hard as I can to make sure you're taking advantage of everything that's available to you. Before you buy a home, call me. It's free, there's no risk, and no obligation.
Call Stacy at 303-1542. That's 303-1542.